Well, as we heard briefly there, that nutritionist felt, as most do, that Doritos are mere snack food. But what if they are also democracy in action? Frito-Lay, which makes Doritos, has partnered with Rock the Vote to stock special vending machines. Now, they're free. How great. But they deliver you flavorless, crunchless, dull Doritos if you haven't registered to vote. Jennifer Sines is Chief Marketing Officer at Frito-Lay. Jennifer, these machines... So a student approaches one. There are regular Doritos, like nacho cheese, whatever, behind the glass. But there's also a touchpad asking if you've registered?
That's exactly right. The first thing that they'll see on the vending machine is a touchpad. And the first question will be, are you registered to vote? And you can answer yes, you can answer no. If you answer no, you would go through that same selection process that you normally would, select nacho or select Cool Ranch. But instead of dispensing either one of those choices, you would get a silver bag of these no-choice Doritos, which, as you mentioned, have no taste, no crunch, no chips.
Because you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice if you don't register.
There you go. Where are the machines going to be?
The machines are going to be on college campuses in Denver, Colorado, Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago, Illinois, this week and next.
Well, and we understand that there's an online aspect to this. You can send one of these sort of cardboardy-like Doritos to someone
Absolutely.
Else.
Yeah. If there's a person in your life that isn't registered to vote that you want to motivate with this bag, just go to Doritos.com/vote, and you can send a bag to them. And give them the experience of no choice.
Okay, so we've just said Doritos about 100 times in a minute. That's one reason why a marketing person would maybe want to be involved with this. But why in the world would a company want to make a bad version of their product?
You know, for us, we think about the Doritos brand as a brand that takes bold action and inspires bold action across multiple facets of popular culture. And we think we have an opportunity and a responsibility to encourage young people to act and engage in society, and voting is just one of those things.
By bold action, do you mean, I think there's like a cheeseburger Dorito? Is that what you mean?
We do. You know, we have the fun side of Doritos, but certainly we've empowered our consumers to take bold action with things like Crash the Super Bowl, where we ask consumers to create Super Bowl commercials, and we've engaged in popular culture on a number of different occasions. So we think we have an opportunity to inspire people.
Well, look, college students largely vote Democratic. Rock the Vote is seen as a progressive organization. Are you worried about your fans who are voting for Donald Trump, and they may be turned off by this, and in fact, they may turn off Doritos?
You know, for us, we just want to encourage that voter registration and voter turnout. We don't take sides. We're nonpartisan. So for us, what's important is that people engage in the process.
Yeah. Would you like to take a second to defend your Doritos against nutritionists who see them as, you know, worse than red meat?
You know, we think life is about choices, exactly like our chips. So, you know, we have a portfolio of options that give consumers lots of choice.
Jennifer Sines, Chief Marketing Officer at Frito-Lay. To learn more about these vending machines, go to hereandnow.org. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
And when you get there, we have a picture at our website. There they are, the no-choice Doritos. No taste, no crunch, no choice.